and there are no shades of gray around it. I am flat out black and white, delighted to have 3/4 of Babes with Axes in the studio with me today. Laura Kemp, Debbie Diedrich, T.R. Kelly, welcome home.
Hi, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
To be back. Debbie, you've never been in this studio before, have you?
What did you say your name was again?
I thought we were coming to a furniture store.
It is very pretty, isn't it?
It is very nice. All it's much closer.
Yes.
It's great.
Yeah. Yes. Baby, how long has it been since the last Babes with Axes show?
Now, I read this in the Wow Hall notes. They keep track. The last show with all four of us was in April of 2000 at the Wow Hall.
That would be 14 years, approximately.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I was not yet wearing progressive lenses.
Me either.
I'm still not, but I really ought to be.
So it's been a little while.
What's it like singing together again? I mean, what are good things? What are bad things?
Well, all our voices have gotten a lot lower, so we're arguing over who has to do the high parts.
Yeah. We're hoping when Katie gets here tomorrow,
she still hasn't lost it.
You can't just tune everything down a couple of keys?
Well, luckily, we capo pretty much everything, so yeah, we're taking the capos down for sure.
I was already low, so I just had to buy a longer guitar.
We're slower.
Yep. Way slower.
We tried to, the first night the three of us got together, we thought it would be a good idea, since Katie wasn't here, for us to play along with the album. So we put the album on, and nobody could keep up with it.
We were out of breath. It was like running a marathon.
Well, one of the things that I learned about Irish music is that fast is flashy when you're young, but it's not necessarily better.
Super high notes, you know, we don't need that anymore. We have maturity.
What's wonderful again about singing together again?
I mean, you said to hang out.
Yeah, catching up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's drinking. Like when you go to your 30-year reunion, it's sort of, I don't know.
But these are the cool people, not the people you didn't want to hang out with. These are, oh, yeah.
Well, actually, that's the cool thing about 30-year reunions. I just did my 35, and all the cliques are sort of gone, and we've all kind of grown up into quite nice people.
Even though they died. Sorry about that.
Hadn't thought of that. Well, you're in the studio. You have instruments. You have microphones. We should really have you play something for us, please.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Debbie's going to kick us off.
Yeah.
Do an old tune.
Blackberry Vine.
Yeah.
So what happens is, during the Olympics, when the balance beam contestants start their routine, I get really anxious because I'm afraid something like this is going to happen to them. I did find my guitar last week, so... Okay. Driving down the center line, sitting on a fence, I'm falling off a log, and it doesn't make sense. I think I love you. What if I love you? Turn on the radio, turn up the sound, open up the window, tear the curtain down. I think I'm crazy. What if I'm crazy? You know, I got no reason, I got no right. I got nothing but a string of lonely nights, and now I'm running into trouble, running out of time, caught like a rabbit in a blackberry vine. Taking out the ribbons, letting down my hair, I'm bouncing off the walls of a castle in the air. You better catch me if you think you can catch me. Blinded in the sunlight, afraid of the dark, a roller coaster ride as I scroll through the park, and now I'm falling. Watch me, I'm falling. I got no reason, I got no right. I got nothing but a string of lonely nights, and now I'm running into trouble, running out of time, caught like a rabbit in a blackberry vine. single lonely nights, and now I'm running into trouble, running out of time, caught like a rabbit in a blackberry vine. Rabbits in your garden, rabbits in your trap, hopping in the back door, landing in your lap, and looking at you, looking right at you. Sniffing all the roses, sleeping in the grass, looking for the horn, but it's hidden from the path and in the brambles. It's covered with brambles. You know I got no reason, I got no right, I got nothing but a string of lonely nights, and now I'm running into trouble, running out of time, caught like a rabbit in a blackberry vine. I'm running into trouble, running out of time, caught like a rabbit in a blackberry vine.
Babes with Axe is joining me in the studio on this Saturday cafe. Boy. All right. Officially, you have not lost it.
No, I have to go lie down.
So are we going to be hearing old favorites? Are you going to trot out some new things, try some unfamiliar? Or, I mean, what's the plan?
We don't want to give too much away.
All right. But,
I would say you could hint. Old fans or previous fans, as well as old fans, won't be disappointed.
We are. We'll be doing some of the big hits.
They'll recognize something.
Yeah.
Probably most of it.
And they maybe will recognize us, but
there's a couple of tunes that we played that never got recorded that some people that came to shows might have heard. And then there's a couple completely new things that we're really psyched to bring out to the folks in our inimitable babe style.
So the show is next Saturday night at the Wahal, 8th and Lincoln in Eugene. What time does it start?
Doors at 6, show at 7. There's no on band. We have way more than enough material. And we're going to have t-shirts and the very last bit of our CDs. I think there's 80 CDs left. They will not be repressed. It'll be your last time to get a hold of one.
Babes have never been repressed in my experience.
Repressed. We have an anniversary t-shirt, though. That's kind of fun.
Oh, excellent.
And a contest. Wouldn't be a Babes show without a contest.
Definitely. Can you give us a hint about the contest?
No. I'll give you one hint. You better listen to your albums. And listen to them closely.
Oh, study up, definitely.
Study up.
Mm. They have little groups meeting at the library.
For those of you who might never have seen us before and you're confused, you'll catch on quick. Just come. I hear there's not very many tickets left, though, so get them now.
I know what some of you have been doing because some of you have been performing, you know, out and about. Laura is in what, at least 3 different styles of music these days?
I am. Yeah. I'm a little schizophrenic, but it's fun. Keeps it entertaining.
So the Laura Camp Trio is the folk and singer songwriter.
The folk singer songwriter thing with Jeremy Wagner on mandolin and Sean Peterson on bass.
The jazz thing is the
liaisons, and that's with Sean on bass and vocals, and I'm doing guitar and vocals and all standards, and then we have various horn players, Paul Biondi, and different people sitting with us.
Nice. And you've also been doing Indian sacred or meditative music?
It's called Kirtan. It's all call and response. It's devotional, Hindu devotional music, and that's with a couple of women, Luna Marcus and Vicky Estrada, and that's been really, really fun, too.
Excellent. And TR, you are in Steel Wool.
Yeah, I'm in a band called Steel Wool with Tim Miller, Neil Applegate, and Randy Hom. And we just made an album last year. We're getting out in festivals and stuff this year. Hope to see some folks out when we get going. But it's really good to be in that band because, like Babes, it's a band with a lot of vocal harmonies and a lot of really good songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Debbie.
Frank.
The last 14 years, what have you been doing?
Is it 14 years?
Well,
the last 7 or 8, I am an employee of the state of Oregon. I teach 5th grade. For me, being a singer-songwriter, one of the challenges was being able to get an audience. Mm-hmm. So I thought it through and realized that if I were in charge of a classroom, they would have to show up every morning and they would have to stay there all day.
Defines captive audience.
Yeah, yeah. And it's unpleasant for them sometimes, and I feel their pain, but it's working for me.
Is music part of your teaching?
Yes. I've gotten two separate grants for classroom ukuleles, and so we play from time to time. The kids did a gig last year at Cosmic Pizza. And yeah, and we do, you know, I teach some songs. It's a French immersion school, so we've learned a couple of songs in French. And several of the students have bought tickets. I mean, they haven't bought them. They have forced their parents to buy tickets. And then I raffled two away at Mardi Gras last night, and the kids are all standing there looking in this little bin. It's like, Madame Dietrich's in a band. So it's sort of a disconnect, especially when their parents kind of remember the band. And then I had an occasion where some grandparents remembered the band too. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, well.
It's been a while. Well, so, it's been 20 years since you first formed as Babes with Axes, and I got to tell you, we're very happy to have you back. We've got time for one more live song. Pretty Please?
One of our big hits. Yes. Here, babe.
Told me how the rates have changed. They've all gone up, so you explained your absence into my left ear. Ever since I left last year, I've been laying dimes down. So I offer to split the cost. 10 cents down to 10 cents lost. You complain the booth was cold and it smelled like cigarettes and mold. I lay my dimes down in every phone booth in every town. Every phone booth. town, hoping you might find one there and call me up just to say you care. And call me up just to say you care.